Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. We've got 15 minutes past 11. I've got a special guest on the line, none other than Dan Taylor. Are you there, Dan?
G'day, Uncle Robbie.
How you going, mate?
Really good.
Yeah, you had a big day yesterday.
I know, right?
Yeah. We're talking about our case in the federal court. Tell us about what happened, Dan, because I have trouble following it all, but I do my best. But give me a debrief on what you thought about yesterday's outing.
I thought it was a very fair hearing, and
I got that sense too that it was too. It was a refreshing that judge. He wasn't the normal type of judge that we were used to.
Exactly. I think he completely got the idea that it's that calling street sweepers and babies.
Maybe you should explain what the case is first for people not aware what our case is. But then we'll go in a bit more detail of it. But go on.
Yeah. Well, the case is that, you know, there's a conflict between Palestinians and who are the indigenous of Palestine and Israelis who are the settler colonists there.
Very similar case situation there. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
Exactly. And essentially the Palestinian side says that everyone can live there, and the Israeli side says that only Jews can live there. And so, because of that, obviously, people have to fight back and there's resistance. And Australia, frankly, calls any resistance to that occupation as terrorism. And anyone who opposes it as a terrorist or a member of a terrorist organisation, and that includes the street sweepers for Palestine, the doctors, the babies. And so the argument at least starts with the proposition that you can't go around calling street sweepers as terrorists for sweeping up the street.
No.
It's an incitement to genocide, because that's the exact argument that Israel uses when they kill street sweepers and doctors. They say, well, these are terrorists, or if they're babies, they will become terrorists. Because when they grow up, they're also going to turn into street sweepers and doctors and so forth and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So that's the foundational argument there. And
you think the judge took that on? I thought he did, yeah.
He said he gets the argument.
Yeah.
He understands the argument.
Yes.
And frankly, I think the minister understood it too, even at the time, but to tell you the truth, I think that the minister was frightened to go against Israel.
They all seem to be frightened against it. Seems what the hell is that about?
The funny thing is that they're more that Australia's a settler colony too, right?
Yes.
And so. In fact, Australia is even, you know, a lot of Australians went there to Palestine to kill Palestinians and to make Israel, in fact. Or in fact, they went there to get rid of as part of the Ottoman Empire.
The charge of the Light Horse Brigade was involved with that.
Exactly. But then it turned out it was all under the British. But they'd already promised it to, quote, unquote, the Jewish people, which doesn't exist as an actual category. It's a sort of like a construct.
Yeah.
Because there are Arab Jewish people, there's anti-Zionist Jews, and the rabbinates of Palestine, the Jewish people who were indigenous in Palestine, not all Jews are indigenous to Palestine, but the Palestinian Jews generally were opposed to, you know, what do you call it, a Jewish state. Yeah. I mean, it'll be the same as calling, let's say, let's have a white state, right?
Well, we've got seven of them here.
Yeah, that's what they said it was called.
I think Australia's what they all trying to achieve, the similarities of Australia and America, like, now they're colonisers and successful in their eyes. It seems like others are trying to follow them, like Israel, and that's what it seems to me. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you see, they had to get rid of the White Australia policy because it was obviously not going to work internationally, but they still want everyone to believe in, if you like, whiteness and white identity and so forth. And I mean, as a person who wants to stand in solidarity with Aboriginal people, for me, the challenge against, if you like, whiteness is not. I mean, my own whiteness. You know, I'm not against my own skin colour or anything like that, but I wouldn't call it white. You know, if you look at it honestly and realistically.
No.
But I mean, I acknowledge that I've had all the privileges of growing up as a colonist and as a person who wasn't subjected to racial harassment or death because of being black and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, the same problem applies in Palestine. You can have blonde hair, blue-eyed Palestinians, but they're still black as far as, you know, the Israelis are concerned. Even though the Israelis will have a black soldier there, an Ethiopian Jew, but it's still essentially in the interest of white supremacy that the so-called Jewish state is established. And similarly, that's, you know, I mean, if you put it in terms, what they want to make Israel is in a couple of hundred years, they want it to be like Australia. You know, they'll be able to raise the Palestinian flag and have, you know, pay respect to elders past and present and so forth. But, you know, there'll be just a few remnants, few remnant people and no political power or economic power.
Yep. Yeah, and so that's why standard. Australia sort of sets a standard on colonised lands in many ways. And trying to be like that. If Australia can knock over a continent twice the size of Europe, well, they should be able to do it as well anywhere. So,
And exploit us to death, like literally to dispose of all the people who are here, and then to dispose of the forest, dispose of the whales, dispose of everything.
Exploit everything. What's the resources in Palestine? Why is it? Why are they so interested in taking control of that place? Is it because of its strategic location in terms of?
In terms of Palestine.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, I mean, it's big.
Or its history. Yeah, its history. It's, you know, supposed to be the birthplace of Jesus and all that as well.
If you think about Christian anti-Semitism was around for a very long time, and they couldn't sort of work out how to reconcile their religion with the existence of Jewish people, because, you know, Christianity was supposed to come on, you know, in their view, a replacement of Judaism. So they killed a lot of Jews for a long time, and then you have the Holocaust, and I think even before then, though, they tried to make a place for their ideology to have a part of the world for, if you like, Judaism, and a part of the world and the rest of the world for Christianity, so to speak. And after the Holocaust, they just said, well, this is the way it's going to be. And so they said, the Palestinians had nothing to do with the Holocaust.
No.
So so the question is, why should they be forced to pay for it? You know, once they started their settler colony, it has a logic all of its own. And, you know, the... The, because fundamentally they call it a Jewish state. And what they mean by that is that it should have only Jews in it. And there's a lot of Jewish people who reject that because it's frankly racism. It's the essence of racism.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we'll get back to the case now. Do you think it was successful? And what do you feel like it's going? How it's going to? Should we talk about how they're going to rule on this? Or
let's just say quietly hopeful, quietly optimistic. But you never know. You never know. You know,
things are changing.
We'll see how it comes down, but I respect and we respect that we were given a fair hearing, and we'll just have to wait for the judgment.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting at the time where this Israeli president is in our country at the moment, causing all sorts of concern.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone who can get down and write on a bomb that's being used to kill children is a fit and proper person to come into this land. And that's the Israeli president.
Yes. He's also wanted for questioning by the, is it the UN or ICU, ICJ?
ICJ, yeah. Anyone who doesn't accept this Jewish supremacism is, by their definition, anti-Semitic, right? Yeah. And I guess that, it's kind of polarizing, and you see the way that it. I mean, people. I'm sure not everybody joined the police to go and smash peaceful grandmothers in the face and break their backs. I'm sure that not all people join the police to do that, but when they, as a mob, are told to attack peaceful protesters, practically speaking, on orders of the Israeli president, in order to enable him to commemorate the innocent and the guilty. And when I say that, what I mean is that he did the memorial on Bondi Beach, and there were innocents who were murdered by those terrorists who shot at the crowd. There was also a guilty who was murdered or killed. That's the IDF, Israeli Defense Force rabbi, the one from the Kabad, that also used to go to Palestine and draw on the bombs to kill the children, and wanted to complete ethnic cleansing of Palestine, took over a whole lot of Australians to participate in child killing in the Israeli Defense Force. And frankly, we shouldn't be lighting a candle for him. There's a good article by a couple of Jewish writers about it, that we don't mourn fascists, and we shouldn't mourn the IDF rabbi who was a hate preacher who brought the war to Australia.
Yes, I've seen that, yes. Yeah, there's lots in it, mate, all this business.
Yeah.
It's not just what meets the eye and these proper analysis.
Yep. It's what this country is built on, unfortunately. We've got statues of child killers all over the place, one like Lachlan Macquarie and Arthur Phillip and all that.
Angus McMillan and Major Mitchell and John Batman. In fact, they're just about everyone who's got a bronze statue, and he is usually a mass murderer. And the other thing is that Australia's built on a monumental lie called terra nullius, empty land. Mm-hmm. What was their thinking behind that? And what was their thinking behind white only? It was inhabited by black people for 100,000 years.
Yep.
Anyway, they can get away with that. They can get away with just about anything you'd think. But when people fighting back, and interesting what's going on and what's to come this week as well with this so-called president. Anyway, Dan, let's catch up again soon. And how long are you around for? You're around for very long?
Oh, couple of days down here.
Okay.
Catch up with some of the community. Yeah. But, and hopefully we can also do something about this, what's it called?
Camps on...
National Camp Sovereignty attacked by the Nazis.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got to say that the police have got special kit and gloves for these Nazis, you know. And even especially the Zionist Federation, you know, they forgot to condemn the Nazis because, frankly, I think that the Nazis are a Mossad spy off,
front,
you know, psychological operation. I think we've got to be, you know, after all this Epstein stuff showing us that all the leaders of the world are engaging in cannibalism, child sacrifice, mass pedophilia, and torture videos and so on. You know, we got to watch out for our kids with these people, right? They're trying to control our brains and they'll control our narrative. And it's nothing for them to pay a couple of Nazis to go and pretend to stand in front of the parliament and, you know, in military formation or come over and smash up Camp Sovereignty and maybe, you know, maybe kill a person here or there, right? Because it's all publicity for them.
Yes, right? Also you mentioned, you know, like in Australia, there's a stolen generation too. You know, like they've been getting away with genocide for a long time.
They've been doing it for a long time.
So you're quite right when you say be careful out there. Look out for your kids. It's an evil system here. It always has been.
An evil system.
Yeah.
And I think it fucks up everyone's identity, really, you know.
Yeah, that's what it's about, destroying that, their spirit and their minds. And Anyway. All right,
good
mate. Okay, thanks for yarning to us, and we'll talk again soon, eh?
Thanks for calling me, brother.
And thanks for that, thanks for yesterday, too. It was done a great job.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, mate.
Power to you. Cheers.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. See ya. That's Dan Taylor from Sydney, solicitor. We had a case against the listing of Hamas as a terrorist organisation. Australia is hardly in a position to, well, qualified to be calling out terrorism. They're one themselves, they're terrorists themselves, and they're in an illegal occupation. They're responsible for genocide. How's that, Oz? Anyway, we're not going to deal with take it no more. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.